Our lives aren't made up of small moments. Sharing a meal with a friend or family, giving help to one another, listening to a person and being listened to, an embrace, a smile, a touch. Our gathering here is just such a small moment. It is a small thing we do in gathering, and yet it is significant. So may we affirm and celebrate the moments we share here today. And with these words, I am very happy to welcome you to our service this morning. It's wonderful to see you. Kind of a bit of a braving element today to get in here, which makes it all the more cozy in here. You know, it's kind of cold and raining out there. We're all gathered in here. It's kind of, not that we want to go back out there again, but it's nice to get together. And it's good to see you, to have you here. And yes, and all the creative kinds of hats. Nice job, all of you who have stepped up here on Hack Sunday as well. I want to extend, as always, a very special welcome to any of you who are visiting with us today. Whether you're here for the first time or back from a previous visit, we're especially grateful for your presence and invite you to come and join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room following the service. If you'd like some more information about our church or about this faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, you can stop by our newcomers table and someone can meet and greet you there, answer any questions you may have. Next Sunday, we will be formally welcoming new members into our congregation. So if you've been considering this move and would like to be recognized at that time, please let someone at the table know, and both myself and our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey, will be in touch with you. If you're visiting for the first time today, anybody here for the first time today? Raise your hand. Oh, here. Thank you. Welcome. It's great to have you. My goes will light our chalice.
Poem will lift your spirits on this rather gloomy day. It goes by the title of Daylilies and was written by Frederick Lawrence Keefe, a longtime Unitarian Universalist who died in 2004. What do the daylilies do at night while the rest of the world is sleeping tight? They leap out of the ground and they frolic around. They kick up their heels. And they turn cartwheels. That's what the daylilies do at night. What do they do when the day has fled and people like us have gone to bed? They run down to the park hand in hand in the dark, fall down on the grass, and make love in mass. That's what they do when the day has fled. Pray, do not scorn this happy flower that makes the most of every hour. You too would dance the night away, knowing you'd bloom for but a day.